Welcome to the Soul Urge Podcast, a show for women who are ready to trust their own inner wisdom and step more deeply toward what they really want. I'm your host, Jennifer Hooper, certified life coach, meditation practitioner, hypnotherapist, and energy healer. I help spirited and ambitious women grow their confidence and reclaim their abandoned dreams of health, wealth, and freedom. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to episode 30 of the Soul Urge Podcast. I always love meeting new people, hearing their stories, and learning about their areas of expertise with genuine curiosity. That's why I love doing interview-style podcasts. And this is one of those episodes where I got to learn a lot. My guest is a transformational EFT coach. And EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. Another form or another way of expressing this is tapping. And you may have heard about that. But I didn't know anything about EFT or tapping until I did this interview. My guest, Maria, explains how EFT works, how it helps people heal their emotional trauma, and what to expect when you go in for an EFT session. She also shares some of her own personal journey on her healing path. So if you've ever been curious about EFT or wanted to learn more, this episode is going to answer your questions. And as we roll into fall, I'm going to be continuing with more interviews. So stay tuned for some amazing guests that I have lined up for you. But for now, on with the show. Hi, Maria. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm good, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being here. I'm excited for this conversation. And just out of the gate, I'm wondering if you could introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your backstory.
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here too. So my name is Maria Yakimchuk. I am the owner and founder of Parent on Board Coaching. And it is a coaching business that just started out as a hobby blog for me postpartum to basically kind of process some of my feelings that I was having and just document some of my motherhood challenges. And then as the time went, I realized I wanted to do a little bit more and that it wasn't enough for me to heal through just sharing my story. So I was looking for other avenues. I am trained as a therapist. However, I'm not licensed at the moment due to moving between states. So I have not practiced therapy in a while, but I do have a background in it. And as I was trying to find ways to heal by like accessing my old material, reaching out to other therapists, like having my own therapy, I was realizing that I was still having a hard time getting where I needed to get. Like I was suffering from physical issues. I was suffering from mental health issues and just wasn't feeling good. And that's how I came upon EFT, very by accident. I think I heard about it somewhere. And then, you know, the magic of Google and Facebook, it sees it and starts pushing content at you. So I had this promotion for a certification program come through, I think, on Facebook. And so I was like, let me click on it and just read about it, see what I think about it. And I was like, oh, well, it's easy to join. Let me join. I'll learn, like, what's the worst that can happen? If I like it, I'll get certified and I can help others. If not, well, just a little bit of time spent on something else. And so I started doing that last fall.
Can I interrupt you for a moment? And I think I'd like to set the context for what EFT stands for.
Yeah,
of course. What its purpose is. Could you explain that for us?
Yeah. So EFT stands for, in this case, Emotional Freedom Technique. Or tapping. Some people know it as tapping. And
oh, those are the same thing? I didn't know that.
The same thing. Yeah, so the EFT is like the official name for it. And then tapping is, I guess, the unofficial way. And that's really what you are doing in EFT. You are tapping on your meridian points. And it uses the same meridian points as acupuncture does. But, you know, acupuncture uses the whole body. And I mean, we have thousands of points, right? EFT concentrates on just about like under 20 points that are more connected to your emotions. So it's we're mostly using the face, head, your collarbone, and in long form EFT, which is what I do with healing, is we also use finger points because it corresponds to similar points on the face, but it is a little more targeted. So we like to use it. Online, what you would usually see is the short form of it, which excludes the finger points and usually is just the head, your collarbone, and under the arm. That's what you typically see. But I prefer to use the long form because I think more points, more healing, more opportunities to sort of tap on things.
Got it. So I'm curious, it sounds like you went and pursued the training before you had even received it as a therapy yourself. Did I understand that right?
Yeah.
That's curious.
Yeah. Well, the other kind of good thing about EFT is that it's a self-help technique. So, for big things, we recommend, you work with a practitioner. So if you're working on a big trauma or something big, you don't want to go at it yourself, because what if you re-traumatize yourself and there's nobody there to hold you? What's going to happen? But for little everyday stresses, you can absolutely tap on yourself. So I went into it being that, unlike a lot of therapy techniques, this was not only something that I could give others, but it's something that I could have used to heal myself as I was learning, which is exactly what's happening. The way the course that I was taking was structured is that the first half of it was focusing primarily on how you can heal yourself. And the second half was building on those skills to see how you can heal others. So that was the other part that really attracted me to it, is that I could have used it as a self-help technique. And then if I found it helpful and useful, which I very much did and very quickly, then I felt a lot more confident being then I can extend it to others.
Oh, amazing. And so did you pursue a certification process through this training?
Yeah. I did. So I'm level 2 certified. There's one more level, master level, which is something I'm going to start doing soon when a little bit of time frees up. But currently I'm level 2 certified. So I'm certified to work with clients and help them through their issues, which I'm very, very excited about, and have been helping people, and seeing people transform has just been, heartwarming for somebody who is, a healing practitioner, seeing your clients make strides and make them quickly. To me, I can't even describe a better feeling in the world.
I can relate to that. I get so excited by my clients' successes. Yeah, it makes me so happy. So what is, when you say healing trauma, what kind of traumas are you referring to?
Honestly, any sort of psychological trauma can be healed with EFT. Something as deep as childhood trauma, childhood PTSD, could be something more current. I've worked with clients who've had birth trauma, and we have been able to overcome that because I focus, EFT is very broad. You can work kind of with therapy. You can work with anybody, right? I wanted to focus in on working more with moms because that's where my passion lies. So I'm trying to focus in more on issues that come up in motherhood. So, birth trauma is something that is unfortunately more common than it should be. So helping that kind of trauma be processed. And then motherhood oftentimes drugs up trauma from your childhood. So then working on childhood trauma and what happened back then and healing that. And that's something I've also worked on myself because I have a lot of it in my own past and have found it to be very helpful. What's another amazing thing with EFT is that while we work on the emotional issues, it ends up clearing up a lot of physical issues because surprisingly, a lot of our, or not surprisingly, depending on if you read the research or not, what we're finding out now, that a lot of our chronic illnesses actually have emotional roots and potentially happen from something that happened in the past. So while healing my emotions, I have personally seen great strides in healing my migraines and reducing their frequency significantly. And I've also seen strides in helping heal my IBS, and sometimes even just random aches and pains. You think I'm having some back pain, I need to stretch, but I can sit and tap for 10 minutes and it can easily go away without stretching because it's actually some sort of an emotion that is bringing up that pain.
Okay. Cause that was one of my questions for you, is what has your healing journey been like compared to where you started? Where are you now?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really good. So when I started, last fall, I was kind of, since it was self-paced, it was kind of slow on it. So my real true healing only started in about, winter time. And I have, so one thing that I was really looking for help with is migraines. I've been a migraine sufferer since I was 13. Since I've had my kids, especially my second child, who's 3.5 years old, my migraines have just skyrocketed. I went from being somebody who had like maybe like 2-3 attacks a month, but that lasted for a few days, to now having like 20 plus days a month having a various degree of a migraine. So, you know, chronic sufferer, quite debilitating. Like, it's okay on days where it like kind of hurt, but it wasn't okay on days when I had to be just lying down, couldn't attend to anything. And so once I started working with EFT, I have now, in less than a year, have reduced my attacks down to now again having them only a few times a month, lasting for a couple of days. And my attacks have started responding to medication, which is something that wasn't happening before. So I'd have these horrendous attacks that didn't respond to prescription or non-prescription medication.
Okay.
So that was, as you can imagine, incredibly debilitating. So now, while I haven't completely healed them, there's still work to be done. And, you know, healing process is never easy. I am now functioning and I don't have to worry about having a migraine like daily, pretty much.
Amazing. And so is there still room for growth or still room for healing?
I mean, I think healing is a lifelong process. I mean, like, you could be being a master EFT practitioner doesn't mean that you are able to clear out all the crap that was happening, right? Like, I mean, we know for anyone who's attended therapy, like, it takes a long time. And even though EFT ends up speeding up the process, there's still lots of things to unravel. And I feel like there's, you know, your past, and you might clear out some of it, but then new things come up. And that's sort of the beauty of EFT, is that it helps you chip away at the layers. And then you get to the core. And once you heal the core, you can actually heal things completely. But, you know, depending on how deeply you've hidden the issue, it might take a while to get to that core.
Yeah. I'm so curious to learn more about EFT, because I also heal clients with trauma, but using timeline therapy. And so I'm just so curious, like, how does this work differently? And it's so enlightening to me. And I've always thought this, that there's multiple pathways to healing. And so EFT is great and timeline therapy is great. And some people are going to be drawn and attracted to one more than the other. And I want to know about all of them.
Oh yeah, absolutely right. I mean, like, we have such a growing field of somatic therapy, and we're realizing how that heals trauma, right? Because up until not that long ago, all we've had was talk therapy and medication, and we saw how it wasn't super effective for trauma, for PTSD. It's like, but that was the best we had. And so we worked with it, right? Now we're realizing that there's such a strong mind-body connection, and when you work on it, it works, and it works really well. And yeah, I mean, all sorts of modalities exist, and they exist for a reason, because yeah, one works better for one works better for the other. Maybe you're more drawn to this one versus the other. For some people, EFT still seems really hokey.
Trust me, timeline therapy seems hokey to some people also.
But to somebody, they might be more attracted to that, but not to this.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And so walk us through what a typical EFT session looks like.
I look at it as like there's a skeleton for it, right? But just like, it's very free flowing in the sense where you go from there. But let's say like my typical first session is kind of similar to like maybe a therapy session, where I need to have some history. So I usually, send out a questionnaire before to know what problem the person's coming in to me to work on. The interesting part is they can write something down, and what we end up working on is completely unrelated to it.
Right?
Jumping off point, right? So I need to know what is stressing them out so much right now that they want to work on. So I'll get that information. I'll get a little bit of their history, especially pertaining to that, a little bit about their childhood, not like as detailed as you would in therapy, but more like pertaining to our issue. And after that, I will introduce kind of like what we're doing, because most of my clients come in, they're not that familiar with EFT. Maybe they watch the YouTube video here and there, but not like they know the process. So I'll walk them through the points that we use, and it's pretty simple. It doesn't take a long time. And then we dive right into it. I basically, you know, use my intuition with the information gathered to see like, what do I think is the issue? And we start tapping on it. And then I usually do about 2 rounds to check in and then stop. And then we check in and see what has come up for you during that time? Do you feel like you're feeling better, or are you feeling worse right now? Because, you know, we maybe cleared off that issue that was at the very top, and something that was deeper and actually more painful came up. So then, you know, maybe your units of distress are up right now. You're actually feeling more anxiety or more tense, or something's hurting. And, you know, after checking with them on that, that may mean that we either tap more on the exact same issue, or if something new came up, we're tapping on this new issue. And that's sort of like the session.
Okay. Right? Question. Are you meeting face to face in the same room, and are you doing the tapping, or are you guiding them to do the tapping and you're meeting through like Zoom or something?
Yeah. So we're meeting through Zoom. I haven't done any in person, and I don't think I'm planning on, because I'm actually having the people tap on themselves, so they follow me. So,
okay. Oh, okay. So you tap on you and they tap on themselves and they follow the leader.
Yep. Basically, which is great, because that allows me to work with anyone anywhere, as long as our times match up. And that is also part of the self-healing technique, that once they learn what the points are, they can go home and do it on themselves for like a stressful situation that came up, or something that came up and they need to help themselves in the moment.
Obviously, you can help more people when you're doing it online than if they're coming to sit in your office, right?
Yes. And that is sort of the plus to it, right?
And is there a typical number of sessions that people come, or that they need in order to heal their trauma, or it all depends on the trauma and what they've been through?
All depends on the trauma and what they've been through. I have seen that sometimes when people come for like a situational thing, but let's say it's not like a deep trauma, but it's like a situational thing, like grief, right? Like, even though grief could also be trauma, but I've seen it clear in as little as like two sessions. Like, we met and the grief, basically the grieving part has gotten away, and all they have is basically the warm memories of the person that they lost. But for a deeper trauma, like, we have what's called a life client, which is kind of like somebody who's going to be going to you for a while, because it's almost like, you know, you have that like tapestry where you pull on one string and things start unraveling, right? Like, those people probably need a lot of sessions. But I usually sell my packages in like a monthly package, which is like four sessions. And I have seen a lot of work done in four sessions. So like, somebody can come in with me with one issue, and within like a session or two, we clear that out. And then we have two more sessions to work on something else that's related. So we have had that. Usually for any sort of deeper healing, you're not going to get there in one session. It's just not possible. Probably 3 to 4 is a minimum. If I remember correctly, in terms of research of using EFT for PTSD, they have shown that PTSD typically clears or gets reduced dramatically between 4 and 10 sessions is what it is. So that could be your guideline, but again, it highly depends. I've had some like short sessions where we've hit an epiphany in like 15 minutes and they were like, I'm good for today.
That's right.
And I've had people that I've been working with for quite a few sessions, and we're still only like taking the top off, and we haven't even gotten to what's truly underlying. So it really depends.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. And so I think I heard you say that your clients tend to be new moms. They recently given birth, or if not, clarify that for me. Who's your ideal client?
My ideal client is moms. It doesn't have to be somebody who's given birth recently, but it's somebody who is in the throes of motherhood and is having issues come up due to motherhood. So like postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety, postpartum PTSD, birth trauma, things like that. That is definitely what I focus on. But I have helped people with other issues as well. But my ideal client is a mom who is struggling.
Right. Oh my gosh. Been there, done that. Over the hump, I think. I don't know. They're in their 20s now. Things do still come up.
Yeah. For sure. They always do. Yeah. But it's good, like, because I was that mom who struggled a lot in my first couple of years with very severe postpartum depression and anxiety, and didn't really get the help I needed. And so I know what it's like. And so for me, it's very important to reach out to moms and to help them get through it, and also to make them aware that there is help. They don't have to suffer. That's not part of suffering. Isn't a part of motherhood. Like, it doesn't have to be there. We can work on it. And it's like, if you don't work with me, there's other therapies available, but please, like, there's help. Please get
amazing.
It.
That is very well said. I love that. And So you have been a therapist, you took this training, now you're doing EFT. So that means that you're growing a business too. So just to switch gears a little bit, because I have a lot of listeners who are entrepreneurs and business owners, I'm curious, like, as you're growing your business, what has your biggest challenge been to grow?
I think kind of like with a lot of starting out business, getting the message out and letting people know I exist, I help, it works. Because fighting all the algorithms of all the social media and just trying to get the word out, it, like, that has been pretty difficult because, you know, it's a different niche. It's sort of like alternative medicine, right? Like, I'm not, even though I do advertise myself as a transformational coach because I believe EFT transforms lives, I'm not, you know, quite your typical transformational coach that's going to work on somebody's, you know, career or self-development in that way. I approach more, I transform lives for moms and to allow them to heal from what's basically weighing them down and allowing them to find joy and fulfillment in motherhood, which my goal is to show moms they can be fulfilled, they can be happy, they don't have to carry the mental health issues around, the trauma, all these burdens, they don't have to carry them around. And so that has been a bit of a hard space sometimes to break through because there's lots of mom coaches, they're speaking to other moms. This is also a little weird, like, what is EFT? Like, what are you gonna offer me? I don't understand. I've had clients come in being like, I don't know what to expect from your session. I'm kind of scared. Like, what are you going to do to me? Like,
yeah. Nothing. So there's an educational component.
Yeah. I try to educate. I try to put out educational pieces on Instagram and on Facebook, try to explain. And like, I'm still writing my blog and trying to explain to people what EFT is, how it can benefit them, especially for moms, like how it can make their lives better because moms are notorious for not putting themselves first.
Oh, absolutely.
I try to also frame and educate how actually taking care of ourselves then creates a much better family life for us as moms, because then we are more present parents, we're calmer parents. And when we are like that, our children actually behave better. So if like, if we don't approach it from the position of, oh, if I, you know, work on their behavior piece, then I'm going to be okay. Actually, it's the opposite. If I address my issues, their behavior piece isn't going to seem as challenging, and I'm actually going to be able to rise to the occasion and help them because they need a calm presence. And we know that, we have lots of research to support that, but we are unable to be that calm presence because we have so much of our own garbage and it gets activated when our child is tantruming. So
that's right. Yes. I couldn't agree more. 100%. Awesome. So how can people reach you? How can all the moms out there who need support find you?
Yeah, so I have, as I said, I have my website. I've had it for a while. It's www.parentonboard.com. So it's a blog. It's also a way to, you know, to read about my services, to connect with me. Like, you are more than welcome to set up free sessions. I offer a free EFT session for anyone as sort of like an introduction to, you know, check it out. See if this is something for you. I also offer a coaching program that's geared towards moms that is about where I combine EFT and self-compassion work to help moms not only, you know, clear out the garbage, but also then fill it in with mindfulness and care for themselves. And so that's my ultimate goal, was for moms to be able to put in more positive into their life. You can also find me on Instagram at Parent on Board Coaching, same for Facebook at Parent on Board Coaching, and you can kind of see the content that I'm putting out. So that is a great way to connect with me. And yeah, on my website, my email is there. So if you have questions, like you're worried or something like that, and you want to chat with me before even scheduling a call, that's available too. So yeah.
Awesome.
Not hard to find.
And do you have any special events or programs or trainings coming up you'd like to share?
Not at the moment. I'm still working on it since it is a pretty new business. There's still lots of balls in the air. And for now, there's nothing like that in the pipeline, but I am working on it. And so hopefully there will be something to share soon.
Yeah. And so all of your contact information are in the show notes on this episode. So people can find you there. Parentonboard.com. Okay, great. Awesome. Well, is there anything else that we haven't covered today that you'd like to chime in on? Anything else you want to share?
I mean, I think what I want to share is exactly what I said before. Like, don't hesitate to ask for help. Like, asking for help is not a weakness. Asking for help does not mean you're a bad mom, a bad person, a bad woman, whatever it is that you think asking for help means. Help is out there. Healing is out there. It does take work. It can be scary in the beginning. It is not an easy journey, so you kind of have to be prepared. Like, you got to work for it. Like, as an EFT practitioner, I'm there to help guide you, but I can't do the healing for you. Like, you are responsible for your own healing. So
what does that mean? How do they do the work without you?
Work? Well, they have to show up and they have to be honest. Because if you're not honest of what you are trying to work through, like if you're still trying to hide it, you're not going to be able to clear it up. Right? Like, if we're not able to be honest with ourselves what the actual issue is, we can't get rid of it. So that's part of the work, is sitting down, identifying the issues, being able to be open and honest and vulnerable in a sense, because through that, you'll be able to heal.
So while you're tapping, is there also other communication? Are you talking? Are your clients sharing about their trauma or their childhood?
Not exactly while we're tapping. That's why I collect the information before so that I can come up with what we're talking about. So I essentially lead the session, not in just tapping, but in what we are tapping on. So what we do is you create what's called a setup statement, which is you say what the problem is. So you say, even though I have this problem, whatever that problem is, like let's say, even though I have anxiety, I love, accept, and forgive myself. So that's our sort of like anchor, if you must. That is what we're focusing on, right? So we say that three times. And then as we're going through the tapping points, we say different things like, you know, this anxiety or like this fear, this tightness in my chest, like depending on what they shared with me, there's no formula for anybody. I basically create what we say off of what is being told to me.
Okay. So there's statements being said out loud during the tapping at the same time.
Yeah. There's statements. And usually in the beginning, it's the negative statements. Because what we're doing is we're clearing out the negative. And that sometimes people aren't aware of. It might scare them because we have, especially now, you know, think positive. We keep feeling, talk about the negative, it's going to be bad. For healing purposes, it's actually good. So we clear all of that out before we even get onto the positive.
An example of a negative statement. I'm curious.
So a negative statement is like, even though I'm having intrusive thoughts about hurting my baby, I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself.
So you're reframing it. You're acknowledging it, and then you're replacing it with something else.
We're basically, it's about forgiveness and acceptance. But through our tapping points, we will very much go into it and be like, I have this intrusive thought about hurting my baby, like, you know, hitting my baby or like suffocating my baby. You know, most moms have had some sort of intrusive thoughts about dropping the baby down the staircase, like. And we say those statements because we want our, what we really want to do is for our nervous system to register that statement in a safe environment. Because what we're doing is we're tapping, right? We're grounding ourselves. We're simultaneously activating and calming our nervous system. And so when our body feels like we are safe saying these statements, our body then feels safe being like, okay, I can let go of it. We don't panic, right?
Because there must be a lot of fear that you even have those thoughts in the first place.
Yeah, of course.
And you can't talk about that with just anybody, right?
No, you can't. And a lot of the times when you're afraid to talk about it, because like, what's going to happen? What does that mean? Am I an unfit mother, right? So we keep these secrets, like what we view as these dirty little secrets. But the reason is just that it hasn't been socially acceptable to talk about. And so women, especially mothers, suffer in silence, right?
So that's what you mean when you say that clients have to be really honest and transparent and vulnerable, because they're admitting things that are scary and hard to admit.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I encourage when we're going doing deep work that isn't like, you know, oh, I'm having such a stressful day, like my husband said something, I'm going to just like throw something at him, right? Like that you can clear yourself. But when it's these like deep things that we really held on to, I always encourage to do that with a practitioner, because you need somebody to hold you safe, because in that safety, your body is going to be able to let go. Because again, like a lot of these traumas, panics, it all happens because their body feels unsafe and we need back to safety. And when you're working with another person, that's exactly what you're doing. You know that they're there. They will bring you out if anything happens. So, you know, like I can bring somebody out if they're like getting re-traumatized, distracted, else, because that's, I don't want them getting re-traumatized. I want them to experience, but I don't want them going into the trauma. So,
and then is there homework in between each session? Is the client expected to practice?
Not necessarily, depends. I encourage it. So like I encourage to use it in daily life. And I now have like I have a freebie vault, and in there, there's a little cheat sheet of like points and sort of what to say and what to do. So that like, you know, if you're my client and you want to do it in between sessions, like you have a little cheat sheet to go to remember. But I don't require it, because especially in the beginning, it could be such hard work that your body, your nervous system needs a couple of days to just relax and let it integrate. But as you get later, if let's say it's like, you know, three or three sessions in and you feel like something came up, but it's not, let's say, traumatic enough for you to warrant like an emergency session, then for sure, like do it yourself. And then once you're comfortable with it, you know, practice it daily. I practice it daily as like sort of like people have daily meditations. Like I have my daily like 5 minutes of mindfulness, and I also have my daily like 10 to 15 minutes of tapping on whether it's, you know, if I'm feeling good enough to work on an issue that's like from the past that's like an underlying issue, or if it's something that like, you know, I had a really difficult day with something and I just want to tap that out and not have it just build up in my system, be like, we're done. So.
Wow, fascinating. I've learned so much today. I love it. That's great. Well, thank you so much for being on this podcast with me today. It's a pleasure having you here, and I hope that we can stay connected.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me and allowing me to share this with your audience.
Yeah, my pleasure. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
So now that you've heard this episode, I'm curious, what impact has it had on you? Are you going to go exploring? Maybe watch a YouTube video. Perhaps look at possible therapies for healing your own trauma. Come on, don't deny you've got trauma. We all do. As for me, I'm gonna take a dive in and read up a little bit more about EFT. Use the Google. I'm curious about how and why it works, what's happening in the brain and the body to create that sense of safety that Maria talked about. So much to dive into. I hope you go ahead and do some of the same. And for now, I just want to say be well, my friends, and I will be back in 2 weeks.